If you sell something on the internet, whether it's consulting, coaching, agency services, marketing, it doesn't matter what it is. You need to adapt to the current environment. The internet is not the internet of 2012. We are in 2024, and that means creating podcasts, creating video content, and simply creating things that people actually consume. Are people going to Google a question and then find your blog? Maybe. But is it much more likely that somebody's going to stop and watch a video you posted on LinkedIn from your podcast and then be sold on you? Yes, that is much more likely. I can guarantee that. So in this episode, I'm going to go through the argument for starting this. So if you haven't started yours yet, this episode is for you. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. The question is not, should I start a podcast? It's how soon can I start a podcast? The question is not, how much is it going to cost me? The question is, what is it going to cost me if I don't do it? Let's look at what you need. Three things: know, like, and trust. You're going to need these three for somebody to buy from you. And what do people want? What are people attracted to? They're attracted to passion, they're attracted to energy, and hopefully they're attracted to you. But they can't be attracted to you and want to buy from you if they can't see you, if they can't hear you, right? People want to be around people who are passionate, because most of the folks we meet in life are not. Most of the situations we are in are not uplifting and positive. Most of them are very mundane. And a podcast breaks through that. It breaks through the mundane. It gets to show them who you are. And if they don't have a chance to get to know who you are, then how are they going to know, like, and trust you? This is just how people buy in the modern age, right? If you sell something on the internet, how are you not creating content for the internet? If you sell something online, how do you not have videos? The internet is videos. This is 2024. It's not 2011. Video is everything. Look around. If you go out on the street and you see somebody looking down at their phone, what are they doing? Right? Are they reading text? They're either reading a text message or they're watching a video. I guarantee it. Your prospects are no different. Your prospects consume the way we all consume, which is watching videos and TikToks and listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos. This is where people are spending their time. People are spending 9 hours a day on their phone, okay? And I'll tell you this right now, if every single person who watched or listened to this right now went and created videos on LinkedIn, if we all did it right now, we stopped everything we're doing and we hit record on our phones and we recorded a video, or we hit record on our podcast and we recorded that podcast and we clicked post on LinkedIn, there still wouldn't be that many videos. Because out of the hundreds of millions of users on LinkedIn, only 3 million people post content. And out of those 3 million people, I'm going to bet you that less than 10%, probably less than 5% post video. So even if you start with the simplest podcast concept, it's going to help you. It's going to drive revenue. It's going to bring people to you. But again, coming back to the original point, what do people want? They want people who are passionate. They want people who are skilled. They want people who can talk. You can hire a ghostwriter, but you can't hire a ghost podcaster. At least not yet. AI is going to change this, but that AI is not going to help you. Because still at the end of the day, they're not buying from the AI. They're not buying from the text version of you. They're buying from you. And the closest place that they can get to accessing you is on video. That video should be released every single week. That video being released should be chopped up into short clips and then posted along with the content you're posting now. It's an and. It's not an or, right? Look at the biggest personal brands in the world. I would guess that less than 50% of them don't have video. I would assume that most of the largest influencers in the world have some kind of video because this is how people consume. This is the new age. So you can either get with it, you can learn ChatGPT, you can learn AI, or you can get surpassed by people who are going to learn it. Either you can lean in, you can start with a podcast. If you want to make video after video after video, then you can do that too. That'll work. But why not? Why not just make one video a week instead of making seven? That's where a podcast comes in. And this stuff changes lives. It's changed my life. It's changed my clients' lives. And guess what? It's not about me. It's not even about the clients. It's about the listener on the other end. It's about changing their lives. And that's just what happens. So it's not that you're going to get sales. It's not that your brand is going to be perceived on an entirely new level. Those two things will happen with a quality podcast. It's also the fact that you get to create transformations without you even having to be there. That episode that you make this week can be consumed for years and even decades beyond. So it can constantly influence people. So it's not only going to be your day-to-day content on top of the text, which will differentiate you. It's not only going to make you sales. It's not only going to build your brand. It's also going to create transformations for people before they even talk to you. And what do you think is going to happen when they sit down on that call? They're going to say, where do I pay? And that is what a podcast can do for you. My name is Ryan from Podcast Principles. This is what we help people do. We create podcasts for founders that don't only sell, but also entertain and change lives. We do this by not leaving out the 50%. That 50% is quality and entertainment value. Other companies want to produce your stuff. We'd love to produce your stuff, but what we would truly love to do and what we are the best at is creating a strategy before anybody gets a chance to produce it. And that is how you create the best content. If you go in to anything, whether it's a business, a podcast, a post, and you don't know why you're posting what you're posting or selling what you're selling, then you're always going to be playing catch up. So we flip it. We look at it the opposite way. Let's create a strategy from the beginning so we always know why we're doing what we're doing. And then it's never going to have to stop. Thank you so much. The link is in the description of either the audio on this or the video version to speak directly with me and to get your podcast launched. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.